家晚安。
Good evening, everybody.
请一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主为做圣名，开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll start our evening service.
唱诗八十四首。
Sing hymn 84. Please remain standing. Congregation, please pray in silence. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your guidance. Now that we can host this spiritual convocation as scheduled.
在今天晚上天气特别好你也带领大家来到您的圣所里。
This evening we have wonderful weather, and you have guided all of us to come to your temple.
大家一起聚集在你的敬拜你。
We are here to worship you.
求主主按照您所应许的福气赏赐给大家。
Please bless us according to the grace that you have condoned on us.
能够每天进进出出得到您的保守。
So that we can be kept in you as we go and we come.
能够让我们很专心地来准备预备你的再临
so that we can focus on preparing your coming again.
能够让我们将来有一天你再来的时候能够被接回到天家享受你所为我们预备永远的快乐
so that when that day comes, you will welcome us back to your heavenly home as you have planned.
啊，我们这样子向你祷告，啊，求你垂听。
So we pray in the same manner, may the prayers reach to your ears.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
那今天下午呢，我们谈到啊魔鬼的迷惑。
This afternoon we have discussed the temptations from Satan.
啊，就是利用多元的文化来迷惑大家。
These days Satan tempts us from media.
然后让大家偏离正道。
So that we will stray from the truth.
也就是失去一个绝对的真理。
And then we will lose that truth.
因此圣经呢，告诉我们啊，我们要谨慎。
So the Bible teaches us that we need to be alert, we need to be careful.
因为假基督、假先知将会起来。
Because there will be many false Jesus and false prophets.
那我们怎么知道是假先知、假基督？
So how do we detect if one is false prophet?
啊，当然我们要知道正确的才知道假的啦。
Of course, first we need to know who is the true prophet so that we can tell the false one.
啊，比如说我们不知道假的钻戒。啊，不知道真钻戒，没有看过，那当然我们不能够分辨假的。
A simple analogy would be if you don't know what true diamond looks like, of course you wouldn't know what fake diamond.
好像现在有很多那个手提包哈，什么 Coach 啊，什么 LV 啊，啊，听说很多是假的。
These days, ladies love those fancy handbags and those fancy brand name, and they are expensive.
啊，假的外表看都是差不多啊。
But they, you know, we don't know if they are fake or real, because they all look pretty much the same.
那假如是真正看过真啊，假如是有真看过真品的人哈、啊，那他就知道，哎，你就是假的。
Unless you actually seen the genuine one, the real ones, then you can tell what the differences are.
啊，不然的话是很难分的。
Otherwise, it's actually hard to tell from just looking at the surface.
所以我们今天要分辨假的、假先知、假基督，一定要先对真的有所了解。
So today, when you said you want to know what is the false prophet, you first need to know what true prophet is about.
所以你看第一匹马的出现、哦、那就是真的、啊。
第一匹马。
第一匹白马的出现。
So when the first white horse appeared, that is the real one.
哇，起初不是有很多匹马的出现吗
？Because as aRecorded in the book of Revelations, horses appear.
那第一批就是真的。
The first horse was the real one.
就是先介绍基督耶稣。
So the first horse symbolized Jesus Christ.
那你看第四章、第五章也是在介绍基督耶稣啊。
And in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, it also introduced Jesus Christ.
所以对真的要有认识，然后才能够分辨假的。
So you need to know the true one first.
那我们再看马太福音二十四章。
So let's now turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 5.
啊，因为将来有好些冒我名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。第六节。
Six.
但你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有来到。第七节。
Seven.
那民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是啊灾难的起头。啊，那这里有很多不同的乱象。
So here describes some signs before the end came.
那第一个就是宗教的乱象。
First is the chaos of religions.
然后有政治的乱象。
And then there's chaos about politics.
然后有宗教的乱象，有经济的乱象。
And then economies.
还有自然界的乱象。
Then there are disasters from the nature.
但是第一个是先从宗教的乱象开始的。
But first is the chaos and confusions about religions.
所以只要是宗教服了正，大家都敬拜神的话，那就没有这些其他事情发生。
But if everybody knowswho is the true goddess, then there wouldn't be any confusion.
所以宗教的乱啊，是一切乱源的开始啊。
So, the confusion of religions is the beginning of all the confusion of the world.
所以我们看四世纪啊，四世纪不是很乱吗？
So let's look back when the time of Judges, it was a chaotic time.
因为个人任意而行啊。
Because people do what they, whatever they wanted, they wanted.
那我们看个人任意而行那个开始点在哪里呢？
So how did people started doing whatever they liked?
啊，就是他们宗教开始乱了，宗教开始偏离正道。
Because that's when the time when they departed away from God, they left the truth.
因为他们不认识神啊，不拜真神啊。
They no longer recognized the true God. They did not worship God.
那你看经济啊，这个政治就开始乱了。
So because the confusion of religion, then it leads to confusion of politics.
然后道德标准降低就乱了。
And then so that leads to the corruption of the society. The moral standards, also were destroyed.
然后社会就乱了。
So the whole society became chaotic.
然后到了路德记的第一章啊，不是说四世纪的时候啊，难道国中发生饥荒吗
？And so when it came to the book of Ruth, first chapter, that was also during the judges.And there was a famine on the land.
你看，做经济就乱了，这经济不好，景气不好啊，发生饥荒。
The famine described that people's life was it was in distress. Economy was a mess.
所以很多人就失去工作啊，没有饭吃啊。
So people were starving. They couldn't find jobs.
然后就要换工作啊，要移民潮啊，有的人就搬到摩亚地区啊，找工作。
Because there was no job, no food, and they need to migrate. They need to move and find new places to live.
啊，所以。经济啊，政治都乱了， so, 社会乱了。
It was a mess. Everything was chaotic.
所以你看这边说哈，有人冒我的名来说我是基督啊，啊，其实都是假话。
So here describe the confusion of religions. Here in verse 5 says many will say I am the Christ.
美国以前啊是很安全的一个国度啊。
United States used to be a safe country to live.
啊，听他们老人家说哈，那以前啊这个门都不用关的。
I heard from the older generations that they never had to close the doors before.
啊，可是现在你看，不断有啊要关好啊，你还要买什么警报系统啊。
Nowadays, not only you need to make sure your doors is shut tight, and you also need to make sure you have an alarm system in the house.Protect you.
所以今天的确跟以前不一样，以前啊真的是很好。
So these days is much different from the old days.
那为什么以前很好呢？很安全呢
？So why is the old days so much safer?
因为大家上教堂啊。
Because in the old days, everybody goes to church.
啊，大大小小的穿得很漂亮。
In the old days, people would dress formally to go to church.
我记得三十几年前我刚来美国的时候。
More than three decades ago, when I first came to the United States,
那我到费城。
I lived in Philadelphia.
啊，费城，我想说，礼拜天啊，到城中心啊逛一逛，因为礼拜天一定很多人，很热闹，对不对
？And I thought, you know, Sunday must be a very busy day because everyone is off. It's not a working day, so I wanted to go to downtown Philadelphia to you know, window shop.
因为以前在台湾，在中国大陆啊，也一样啊，以前礼拜天很热闹嘛。
Because coming from Taiwan, Sunday is the busiest day because everybody's off. People go to street and shop.
好，所以我礼拜天就很高兴了，去城中心看一看。
So I was very excited. I decided, you know, on a Sunday, I'm gonna go check out the downtown Philadelphia.
结果没人呐。
But when I went, it was very empty.
这家商店的关门，那家商店的关门。
And so many stores are closed on Sunday.
人跑去哪里呀
？So I was so confused. That where are all the people?
跑去教堂啊。
Oh, they all went to church.
教堂满满的。
The church were packed.
啊，现在不一样啊。
Nowadays it's very different.
现在礼拜天你去啊，都开门啊，门都开着，你可以去逛街。
And nowadays all the stores are open for business on Sundays.
去教堂是老人家的事情了。
Nowadays church is a matter for senior citizens.
年轻人不上教堂了。
No, young people don't go to church anymore.
啊，大家在学校也不谈宗教了，也不谈圣经的事情了。
And you can't talk about religion at school either.
哎，不祷告了。
And then there's no prayer at schools anymore.
把神拿掉了。
They have to remove God in from school.
法院把十条诫命拿掉了。
The courts removed the Ten Commandments.
所以慢慢把神的地位拿走了。
So we remove God from our life.
好，宗教乱象就开始了，对不对
？So that's the confusion of religion, and that's where the chaos.
难道政治就乱了？政治就乱了，经济也乱，社会也乱了，到现在都是这样子的。
So when religion is chaotic, then that leads to politics, and that leads to economy. Then the whole society is chaotic.
好，再来看十二节。
That's also reverse 12, same chapter.
只因不法的事增多哈，那许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
Verse 12 says, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
13节。
Verse 13.
那唯有忍耐到底的啊，必然得救。
But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
啊，早上我们谈过不法的事情增多。
So this morning we have already covered the aspects of the lawlessness.
所以大家都很害怕接待别人。
See, because these days crime rates are so high, people are afraid to receive strangers.
因为很多骗子啊。
Because there are so many deceitfulness in the world.
所以人跟人之间呢就缺乏信任感。
So people do not trust each other anymore.
啊，怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
所以要忍耐到底呀。
But here tells us that he who endures to the end shall be saved.
我们还是要坚持起初的信心，起初的爱心。
We need to keep firm the faith that we have from the beginning till the end.
圣经呢，很多处提到要忍耐。
Bible teaches us to persevere in many places.
因为在等候的时候必须要忍耐。
Because when we wait, we need to wait patiently.
来，请看罗马书。
So let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章二十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 25.
罗马书八章二十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 25.
二十五。
25?
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
Verse 25 says, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
因为等候是很不舒服的一件事情。
Because waiting is not easy.
你看你这不敢乱跑啊，你必须要在那边等啊。
When you wait, you can't wander around, you gotta stay put.
我们比如说我们去那个医生事务所在那边等的时候。
For example, when we wait for our doctor's appointment in the doctor's office,
有时候连去上厕所都不敢啊。
Sometimes you don't even want to, you know, go away to go to the bathroom.
因为等一下叫到你的话，你不在，哇，就换别人了。
Because what if when they call your number and you are in the bathroom, then you might miss it, so you can't even go to the bathroom.
所以你不敢乱跑啊。
So you can't wander around.
啊，你要等这个很痛苦。
So you need to wait there. So waiting is not easy.
有的人坐这个坐不下，就走来走去啊。
But some people have a hard time waiting. They can't sit still. They fidget.
老邓一直看表啊，哎呀，怎么还没等到我啊？一直看表。
When you don't have patience to wait, you'll keep looking at your watch and then wondering time passes so slowly.
有的人干脆就走了，离开了。
And some people give up waiting, they just left.
所以等候是很困难的一件事情。
So waiting is not easy, it's difficult.
必须要忍耐。
And that takes perseverance.
十几年前呢，我们刚调到芝加哥来的时候。
More than 10 years ago when I first was transferred to Chicago church.
那我太太就是经过她说先到这个芝加哥教育局呢看看有没有工作机会。
And when my wife first came to Chicago, she visited Chicago Public School District to see if there is job opening for her.
啊，她去找一个人啊，那个人说他开会啊，说他要找到那个主管啊，那个主管正在开会。
When she went to the district office, they told her the administrators who was in charge of the job position was in a meeting.
那时候大概是三点多。
And it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
啊，那我太太就在那边等啊。
So my wife have to wait there, wait for him to get done with the business.
等到五点多，等到五点多，哇，我看办公室的人都一个一个走了，离开了，回家了。
And she waited for more than 2 hours. Past 5 o'clock, people started to leave the office, and she was still waiting in the over there.
我太太说：“是不是那个人忘记啊？怎么大家都走了，这个还没有人要来见我。
”And she was wondering, you know, did they forget about her? Did he not know that she was waiting for her? How come he still hasn't come out to greet her?
你看到一个眼看到一个一个都走了。
So she was seeing all the people started to check out of the office, going home.
哇，我太太这个好像也快坐不住了，哇，这心里慌，是不是要走了
？So she started to get really anxious. You know, should I leave too? Was I forgotten? Should I stay? She was very anxious.
可是我太太又不甘愿啊，说已经来一趟了。
But then she was like, but I already waited all these time. I can't just leave.
还是等下去吧。
So she decided to wait.
结果快等到快六点的时候。
So she continued wait until it was almost 6 o'clock.
那个人才出来接见他。
Finally, the guy came out to see her.
啊，后来那个人就说好要请他了。
And so the guy offered her the job.
所以你看，假设 不能忍耐等候下去的话，这个工作机会就失掉了。
So if she didn't persevere and waited, then she would have lost that job opportunity.
所以要等候真的是要忍耐。
So waiting really takes perseverance.
忍耐这两个字啊，在报章杂志已经很少看到。
And these days in this society, people rarely mention about waiting.
你不相信的话，你看今天报纸有没有？忍耐这两个字啊。
And patience is not a word that people use often anymore. If you read the media today, where do you see patience?
啊，今天我看你有看这个网络还是有没有看网络的？有没有看到忍耐这两个字？
If you read the news today on media, do you see patience? The word patience.
张天，你读书哈，你读书有没有读到忍耐这两个字？你的教科书有没有？
And Joanne, you're in college. When you study, do you see patience on the book?
有是吧？啊，在什么书找到忍耐这两个字
？Where do you see patience or perseverance? 幼教书上。
对。
So she studied early childhood. So she and patience was on her textbook.
Only 那个了哈，其他的没有了，其他人家都是快速，现在都快呀。
Yeah, nowadays we all emphasize instant gratification.
快餐呐，什么都快呀，
等不及。We want everything fast, fast food, fast delivery, fast download. Everything is fast.
现在啊，男女交往啊，也等不及呀。
Even the dating process these days is all about speed dating.
这个感情啊，就没有什么基础，因为等不及。
So relationship does not have much foundations. It's all about speed dating.
好，那我们看这个忍耐哈。
So let's talk about perseverance.
这个忍耐大概跑掉了。忍耐那个人哈，人就是哈，人哈就是心哈，不是啊？对，心放在一把刀上。
对、So the character.Chinese character of patience, perseverance is the character of knife on top of the heart.
所以心放在刀上啊，你就不敢乱动啊，你动的话，就会被它割伤。
What does that say? That says that for Chinese people to be patient, you've got to be very steady. Because imagine your heart is so close to the knife, if you move.
所以真
的 you might get hurt easily.
你在排队的时候，你就不管乱动，连厕所都不敢上啊，是不是？你不敢乱动。
That's why when you're waiting, you don't even, you can't wander around, you can't even go to the bathroom because if you do, then you might lose that opportunity.
所以就会表述在那个恶劣这样的不如意的环境之下哈，你也得忍受啊。
So, which tells us that even when you are under extreme circumstances, when you are extremely uncomfortable, you still need to persevere, and that's what perseverance is about.
所以有时候你在这个不很不喜欢的工作环境之下啊，你也要忍耐啊。你要乱批评的话啊，你隔的可能就要被 lay off, 被 fired.
So what is patience? Patience is even when your working condition is not to your liking, when even you are being annoyed and irritated, you will.Put up with it. You'll be patient, because otherwise, if you complain and you whine, the next day you might lose your job. You may get fired or lay off.
啊，除非你说啊，我不要这个工作，算了，我不想要了。好，你就可以乱批评，你就可以乱动啊。
Unless you decided to quit and give up and say I'm gonna walk away, I don't care anymore, then you don't have to be patient anymore.
啊，不然你还是要忍耐啊。
Otherwise, you better have some patience.
啊，耐哈，耐就是表示这个时间的长度。
So the other aspect of patience and perseverance in Chinese is the character of endurance, which covers the time.
啊，不只是说来教会忍耐而已啦。
You don't just endure at church.
回家也要忍耐呀。
You go home, you need to endure.
啊，有人来教会很忍耐，回家说乱了，这个吵架什么都有了。
Some people are very tolerant at church, but when they go home, they start throwing fits and tantrum.
啊，有的人今天忍耐啊，明天啊就不忍耐了。
And some people only have patience today and they lose it tomorrow.
所以忍耐还要有个长度哈。
So patience also takes time.
啊，忍耐长的这个时间一长的话，你就习惯了。
So the longer you endure, the better you are the better your patient. Yeah,
你就觉得不觉得那么辛苦了、啊。
The more patient you are, I'm sorry.
你就不觉得那么辛苦。
Then the more patient you are, you don't feel the pain anymore.
那这个就变成你的品格，你的属灵的品格。
Then that's how you cultivate your virtue, your spiritual virtue.
那这个日本文啊，日本文的忍耐哈、啊， 日本文的意思忍耐就是说我慢啊，我慢都慢慢来啊。
And in Japanese, the word patience also in has the aspect of being slow. So if I'm slow, I can wait.
你看说话慢慢说，不要太急。
So you take your time to speak. You're slow.
哦，有位姐妹啊，她讲话很快，哦，好像机关枪一样。
And there's
哎，传到我告诉我，慢一点。
There's a sister who talks really fast. Sometimes I can't keep up with her. I have to tell her to slow down.
你讲话太快的话，让人紧张啊。
Because when you are talking too fast, that means you're rushing.
啊，你慢慢来呀，哈。
So you need to slow down, process.
啊，慢慢生气。
And then slow to anger.
你只要是有人对你不恭敬的话，你也没关系嘛。你说什么，请你再说一次好不好？
If somebody is very rude to you, you're slow to anger. You say, excuse me, can you repeat what you just said?
啊，你假设你说什么？
And then if you're very impulsive, you react to it immediately, and then you challenge the person right away. What did you just say?
啊，就大声哦。
Then you raise your voice.
我两个一定吵起来。
Then of course conflict is gonna happen.
可是你
就是，
哎呀，你刚刚说什么？
But if you're slow and you're gentle,
慢慢来，何事慌张？
Then you would say, take it slow, don't rush.
啊，就是你坐到你先生在开车，你坐到他旁边哈。你要对他讲，要慢慢说啊，你不要开太快。
And if you're sitting next to your husband who's driving, then you want to say, "Hey, take it slow, don't rush."
哦，所以圣经告诉我们的，我们要什么？快快的听啊，慢慢的说，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，慢慢来。
And that's why the Bible teaches us to quick to listen but slow to respond, slow to anger.
啊，这个要练习耶。
That takes practice.
因为以前我讲话是很快呀。
I used to talk really fast too.
哦，他就说太快了啦。
My wife would told me like I talk too fast.
啊，也是要练习啊，要慢慢讲。
So I need to slow down myself and choose my words carefully.
啊，慢慢生气。
And so I choose to slow to be
slow to anger. 所以这个忍耐就是我慢，你步调慢一点。
So patience also involved with slowness. You know, slow down our tempo, slow down our pace.
啊，忍耐，我们大概有三种的忍耐。
And there are three kinds of perseverance.
我们请看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书。
James.
雅各书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的第七节。
James chapter 5 verse 7.
啊，第七节到十一节哈，我们看看有几个忍耐哈。
Let's read from verse 7 to 11 and let's look up the words. How many times the word endure or patience appear?
那我们就可以分啊，有几种的忍耐。
Then we can see how many kinds of patience or perseverance we're talking about here.
来，第七节哈。
So verse 7.
啊，弟兄们，你们要忍耐，只等到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐，等候地里的宝贵出产，只等到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子临近了。所以这里也是提到农夫的忍耐。
So verse 7 and 8 talks about the patience of the farmers.
好，那第二种忍耐哈。
Second kind.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看那审判的主站在门前。第十节。
Verse 10.
那弟兄们，你们要把先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。所以第二种忍耐是先知的忍耐。
So verse 9 and 10.Talks about the patience of the prophets.
那第三种呢？
Third kind.
十一节。
Verse 11.、
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，显明是主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。所以第三种的忍耐是约伯的忍耐。
And the third patience or perseverance is the perseverance of Job.
好，那第一种忍耐，这个忍耐的背后呢？忍耐的背后说是盼望啊。
And the first kind of patience in verse 7 and 8, behind that patience is the hope.
你看这个农夫就说他忍耐，但是他盼望收成啊，对不对？
The farmers wait for the fruits to harvest.
所以再辛苦他要忍受，因为等一些时候他就可以收成了。
Therefore, even though it'sPainful to wait, but then he has to endure and wait patiently because then he'll receive the crop later.
啊，你急也没用啊。
And you have to wait because you can't rush through the process.
好像我们在养孩子哈。
It's like we raising the children.
啊，从小了，从这个 baby 慢慢养，慢慢养， 给他养长大的。
And that's how we raise the babies, wait for them to grow up.
你看，你要等他会走路啊，会说话，大概一岁多了。
You need to wait, for the baby to be able to walk and talk. You need to wait about a year.
你不能说说话说话，你不说话不给你吃。
You can't say, hey, you gotta talk now, otherwise I won't feed you.
长大了你怎么还不长大？
And you can't rush him to grow up. Why don't you grow up?
没用啊，长。人家时间还没到，他长不大。
You can't rush through the process because time is not
there yet. 所以要时间嘛，对不对？
So it takes time to grow.
啊，这个父母亲都知道啊。
So being parents, we all know that.
所以父母亲都很忍耐。
So parents, are all very patient.
啊，忍耐，因为背后就是有个盼望啊。
And the reason we are patient is because that we have hope behind it.
啊，比如说我们上班啊，读书都很辛苦啊。
We all work very hard, at work and at school.
上班是不是很辛苦啊？
Is it hard to work as, to go to work? Yes.
是啊，读书是不是很辛苦啊？当兵是不是很辛苦？
Is it hard to go to school?
但是你有个判断嘛，对，你要毕业，你要找工作啊。
But you have a hope behind, all these hard work because you know that you get job opportunity after
graduate. 所以你就会忍耐啊。
So you will be patient with it.
所以第一种忍耐啊，这是农夫的忍耐。
So the first kind of, patience is the patience of the farmers.
第二种忍耐是先知的忍耐。
The second patience is the patience of the prophets.
为什么是先知的忍耐呢？
So what is the patience of the prophets?
因为先知啊，饱受批评啊。
Because the prophets all had to be attacked and being criticized.
先知要说真话的话，哇，这个批评那个批评，这个要用石头打死他嘞。
The prophets had to speak the truth, and a lot of times the truth are not welcome, so a lot of times they will have to endure criticism and attack from other people.
因为他奉主的名讲真话。
Because the prophets need to speak the truth in Jesus' name.
有的传道也不敢奉主的名讲真话，太真话的话大家受不了啊，真的。
Even the pastors sometimes dare not to speak the truth in Jesus' name because a lot of times people cannot handle the truth.
主快来了，你们还打瞌睡？不能了哈，怎么打瞌睡？
If I can't,
你不喜欢听啊？对，哎呀，对，传到你讲是吧？这个
I can't tell people like, hey, the Lord is coming. Why are you still napping? Then you know nobody will like me. They will say, Pastor, yeah, don't say those kind of things.
哎，传道，我昨天很晚才睡觉啊，你。
Then they'll tell me, Pastor, yeah, because I didn't get to go to bed until really late last night.
所以传道说啊，睡觉没关系哈，醒了再来听。
So I have to say it's okay that you don't solve. You'll listen when you wake up.
所以真先知奉主的名说话哈，要麻烦呐。
So the true prophet need to speak the truth in Jesus' name is really tough.
啊，你看啊，为什么呢？第九节的前半部说，弟兄们啊，你们不要彼此埋怨。
And then verse 9 says, "Do not grumble against one another."
因为说真话就会受埋怨嘛。
Because when you speak the truth, a lot of times people can't handle the truth and then they will grumble.
所以不埋怨就忍耐，忍耐的话，它背后是什么？背后就是有个怜悯的心肠。
And so, so the patience behind the prophet is the mercy, the merciful heart.
啊，有一个作者啊，他写一篇文章啊。
I once read this article.
他说哈，他有一次到一个超级市场哈，买几条香蕉。
The author of the article described that one time he went to the supermarket to buy a few bananas.
那个香蕉那时候还是绿的啊。
And the banana were still very green.
然后他就要排队嘛，付钱呢。
And then he bought the bananas. He was waiting at the checkout line.
这个排长龙啊，排的那个队排的很长啊。
Unfortunately, the checkout line was very long.
你看客人他等不及啊，他说很多人在后面那边埋怨边骂。骂那个收银员。
And then, the customers were impatient. They are all waiting for a long time, so they started to, complaining against that cashier.
说您到底要不要上班？你不上班就回去嘛。
So they started to, name calling that cashier. You know, what are you doing? If you can't do it, then go home. Don't work here.
好，我排了排队，等到这个作者。
So finally, after a while, finally it was the author's turn.
啊，作者说啊，他那时候香蕉都快变黄了。
he was pretty funny. He said, I waited for so long, my banana started to ripen and turning yellow.
啊，当然这是形容词啊。
Of course, it's described.
等了很久了。
Of course, it's just the way he was being sarcastic about how long he's been waiting.
等到这个作者哈。
So finally, it was his turn.
这个作者是基督徒。
And he is a Christian.
他就说，有没有什么事情我能够帮你祷告的？
So he told the cashier register, he said an offer. Is there anything I can pray for you?
哇，这个收银员哈，这个眼泪就掉下来呀。
And instantly the cashier register, tears rolled down.
因为大家都骂他，没有人关心他。
Because you know before that everybody was complaining against her. Everybody was giving her a hard time.
所以他就说啊。
So she opened up.
啊，我实在没办法，因为我的儿子啊，早上啊，这个呼吸简直这呼吸不过来。早上啊，送急诊呢、啊。
Then she opened up to the author and said, you know, my son just was rushed to the ER because he couldn't breathe.
啊，现在情形不知道怎么样啊，老板又不让他请假。
And I don't even know how he's doing right now, but my boss wouldn't let me take time off.
所以他很焦虑，他很焦虑不安。
So I'm really anxious.
所以那个说老师出差错了。
And therefore I can't stay calm, and that's why I kept making mistakes when I am doing the work.
哦，大家了解她的情况以后。
So when everybody heard about her situation,
没有人再骂了。
Nobody say another word anymore.
大家都慢慢等待。
Everybody instant became very patient with her.
还有一个先生啊，他说，哎，我的朋友在那个医院当医生啊。
And then a customer even offered and said, "Hey, I have a friend who's the doctor at the hospital."
你孩子叫什么名字？我马上打电话给我的朋友。
What is your child's name? I'll call my friend and check it out for you.
请他先去看您的孩子。
I'll ask my friend to go check on your son first.
哎，以前大家都骂他，埋怨他。
And you know, before she told people what happened, everybody was blaming her.
大家等不及啊！现在变成为能够。
And then everybody was upset at her, accusing her, and now people have patience to wait.
所以这个背后啊，就是因为有怜悯的心肠。
So the behind this patience is the mercy.
啊，怜悯的心肠就是因为大家了解他的情况。
And the people have this merciful heart and be willing to be patient with her is now because they understand, they have the empathy now.
所以很多次我们埋怨批评，是因为我们不了解对方的情况。
So many times when we grumble and complain about situations because we don't understand the real situation.
有一次呢，有位翻译的弟兄啊。
One time, a brother who's in charge of the translation on the pulpit.
啊，他翻译是翻译得很糟了。
And he really did terrible that day.
那个被那个讲的人啊。赶下去的。
He did such a terrible job. The sermon leader, fired him on the spot.
啊，那个弟兄，那个弟兄感谢主啊，也没怎么样哈。
And thank God the brother didn't say anything. He just quietly went down.
啊，那个弟兄为什么他翻那次翻译翻译很糟
？But why did he have such a bad day that day？
因为他那天啊吃药，不吃不少。不晓得什么药。
He was on some medication.
不是那个抓的啊，不是。
So he was not.
不是摇头丸啊。
He was not feeling well that day, so he took some medication and that messed up.
啊，因为产生副作用。
And because there was some side effect of that medication.
所以动作就比较迟钝，反应比较迟钝。
So his judgment was impaired because he was on medication.
啊，所以了解他的话，就同情他的，不会被阿林。翻译怎么那么糟糕
？See, if you knew what was going on with the person, then you would know. Oh, there's a reason why he was making all these mistakes that day.
所以埋怨啊，批评其实就是不了解对方。
So a lot of times the criticism and the complaint is because we are lacking of understanding. You don't really know what's going on.
那了解的话，我们就能够忍耐啊。
And if we do, then we'll be able to have patience with the person.
所以第二种忍耐就是先知的忍耐。
So that's what the second patience, the patience of prophet is about.
啊，背后就是有个怜悯的心肠。
And the merciful heart is behind that patience.
啊，最难的就是第三种的忍耐。
The most difficult kind of patience is the third kind.
微薄的忍耐。
That is the perseverance of Job.
微薄的忍耐就是不晓得是为了什么缘故啊。
That's the kind of perseverance of that even though you don't know why you need to do it, you still need to do it.
约伯不知道为什么会遭遇到这种患难。
Because Job did not understand why he had to suffer.
但是他还是忍耐啊。
But he still persevered.
虽然是不知道什么原因。
Even though he could not understand it.
那既然碰到了这个情况怎么办呢
？Sometimes you just hit the wall, you don't know what to do, but you still need to wait.
啊，你要跟谁抱怨啊
？Who are you going to complain to？
啊，只能够默默忍受啊。
You just have to endure it.
他也不能够做什么，是不是
？Because there's nothing else you could do.
但是他也是忍耐。
But he still was patient.
所以第三种忍耐是很难的。
So the third kind of perseverance is very difficult.
因为无缘无故啊。
Because there's no good reason for it.
所以要忍耐到底的，必然得救。
So that's why we go back to the statement before: those who endure till the end will shall be saved.
叫请看回来马太福音。
So let's go back to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章
Matthew 24
那二十七节
Verse 27
闪电从东边发出直到了西边人子降临也要这样、
Verse 27 For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west so also will the coming of the Son of Man be
所以这句话不是预言什么以后的事情这句话是很简单的就是说闪电来的非常快、啊、
So this is not some mysterious prophecy This is a simple statement Lightning comes really fast
所以人子降临也要很快哦说来就来、啊、
How fast the lightning strikes is how fast the coming of Son of Man will be
那路加福音那边是说闪电从天的这边直照到天的那一边
And in Luke, he has similar statement to describe that the light will shine from the side of the world till the other side.
所以这一句话有几个重点。
So there's a few key points in this statement.
第一个重点就是闪电来非常快。
First is the lightning comes fast.
对啊，你看到闪电的时候，你要逃已经来不及啊。
When you see it, it's already too late. That's when lightning strikes.
几分之千啊，千分之几秒，它就啪就是。打到一个人了。
Lightning is shorter than 1,000th of seconds.
非常快啊。
It's that fast.
那闪电呢？一照的话，我们是在天空照，是大家都可以看得到的。
But and when lightning strikes, it's so bright everybody can see it.
所以每一个人都可以看到主的降临了。
So when the lightning comes, when Jesus comes again, everybody will see it.
信主的可以看得到，不信主的也可以看得到。
The believers will see him.The non-believers will also see him.
说将来啊，不管你信不信啊，人家这个闪电照常在那里的。
So it doesn't matter later on if you are a believer or not. The lightning will strike. Jesus will come.
所以啊，不管信不信，不管你说有没有，他一样是来呀、啊。
So it doesn't matter if you believe or not. He's gonna come.
啊，第三个重点哈、
哦。Third point.
这个从天的这边照到天的那一边。
So from the east to the west.
所以以后的灾难是全面性的，全球性的。
So this catastrophe is gonna be, it's gonna be global. It's gonna be everywhere.
啊，不是 local 的啊，不是这个局部性的。
So it's not limited to local.
那现在灾难是局部性，对不对
？Nowadays, natural disasters is all local. It's regional.
啊，比如现在什么尼泊尔啊，他们有大地震啊。
For example, Nepal just had a real big earthquake, but it's only limited to Nepal.
啊，我们这边没有啊。
We are not affected here.
可是世界末日主再来的时候，那是全面性的大地震。
But when the Lord comes again, that catastrophe is gonna be global. It's gonna be everywhere.
因为整个宇宙要收起来的。
So the whole universe will be destroyed. So everybody will be affected.
好，那再看二十八节。
Verse 28.
那尸首在那里，鹰也必聚在那里。
For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together.
那么就是说哈。一定有这么一回事的。
So that is guaranteed. It will happen.
因为像那个面包屑在那里哈，小鸟怎么样啊？也在那里。
It's like wherever there's the breadcrumbs, the birds will come eat it.
好像你夏天的时候，你厨房的东西只要不收好的话哈，怎么样啊？什么会来啊？
Ants,
蚂蚁。对，你们妈妈都知道啊。
So for example, in the summertime, if you don't put the sweets away or leftover away, the ants will for sure come to visit.
因为一定有这个事情嘛。
So it's for sure, it's a guarantee sign.
所以这些机会也是告诉我们说，一定有这个事情。
So this verse tells us that it for sure will happen.
啊，所以这个都是很单纯的叙述。
So this is a straightforward statement.
啊，那要怎么办呢
？So what do we need to do?
啊，四十二节。
Verse 42.
24章42节。
So same chapter, Matthew 24 verse 42.
所以你们要警醒啊，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
啊，44节。
Verse 44.
所以你们也要预备, 因为你们想不到的时候, 人子就来了。
Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
所以一个要警醒, 另外一个要预备。
So first, we need to be alert. Second, we need to be ready.
那警醒啊, 这个字我们可能, 比较没有什么概念, 说, 要怎么警醒啊?
So how do we be watchful?
我去巴西圣保罗的时候,
When I visit St. Paul, Brazil.
经常去 这个城中心啊,
I often go to the city downtown.
因为有些弟兄他们住在城中心。
Because some of the members lived in the downtown St. Paul.
那巴西圣保罗的警方啊, 他们是不容许啊, 小摊贩啊, 在路边啊, 摆摊子。
St. Paul police do not allow street vendors.
你摆摊的警察哪里会取缔, 会没收你的产品。
So if you try to sell things in the street without permission, the police come, they will take away all your goods.
所以他们啊, 摆在这个路边摊的, 他们都是用, 一个四方形的布啊, 这样摊开, 然后产品就摆在上面。
So I see street vendors, they still try to sell. So they put their stuff in a square big cloth, a big blanket, kind of like a big cloth.
就好像这个四方形的布啊, 然后产品就摆在上面。
So they have a cloth layout, and then they got stuff on, in the center.
但是呢, 我注意到啊, 很奇怪, 每一个人的这个脚都是这样子, 有一个脚是捏缩, 这样子弯进来。
When I observe them, I see that every one of them have one of the corner folding.
啊,这样子, 哎。
So it's the corner were folding.
我就奇怪是不是每一个人都这样子。
And I thought that was kind of funny, why do they all do that?
后来有一次我看, 哎, 他们看到警察来了。
So one time the police came.
哦,很快啊, 这个脚已经折好了, 对不对? 一收就拿了, 因为很快嘛, 已经一个脚已经收好了。
So as soon as they see the police come, they all quickly gather and then wrap up the whole sack.
要眼明所快啊。
So they're fast.
你太慢的话, 警察来了, 哎, 哔哔哔哔, 停, 啊, 哇, 他动不了了, 东西没收, 全部都没收。
Because if they're not fast enough, police came, everything will be gone because the police would take away all the stuff.
所以你去不能够跟他们喝咖啡聊天啊, 他们眼睛是看其他的地方啊。
So when I go visit them, they are all very alert. They are all very watchful. They are always watching, seeing, looking, checking if the police is coming.
假如他喝咖啡的话,
so I can't go there and say, hey, let's have a coffee. Because if they relax and have coffee with me, they will never be able to know if the police is around.
所以那个叫警醒啊。
That is being watchful.
你不警醒啊, 没办法, 这个警察来了, 哇, 没收啊,
Because if you're not
白冠,
watchful,
对不对?
The police will come and you can't run your business anymore.
所以我们对主在的怎么警醒啊, 就是这个意思啊。
So that's how we need to be like.
你不警醒的话, 哇, 他来了, 你来不及啊。
Because if you're not watchful, then you are caught unprepared and then you will lose your things.
啊, 还要预备啊。
And then you need to be prepared.
好, 那怎么预备呢?
So how do we be prepared?
25章就有四个童女的比喻。
And then that's when the parable of the 10 virgins is in the next chapter, chapter
25. 那这个25章四个童女就分成两组。
So the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, the 10 virgins are divided into two groups.
一组啊, 是愚拙的。
One group is the foolish one.
一组是聪明的。
And one group is the wise one.
那他们呢, 有一些不同点, 有一些共同点。
They share something in common, they also share something very different.
共同点啊, 是他们都有一个灯啊。
They share something in common, that is they all have a lamp.
还有呢, 新郎迟第五节啊, 25章第五节。
If you read verse 5,
新郎迟到的时候, 他们都打盹睡着了。
And they all share something in common, they all slumbered and slept.
就是, 共同点,
so that's what they share in common in verse 5.
啊, 不一样的地方啊,
what are the different things?
聪明的啊, 他们是有预备有啊。
The wise one, the smart ones are prepared because they all have backup oil.
愚拙的没有预备有,
and the foolish virgins do not have reserve oil.
啊, 但是不管你是愚拙聪明, 大家都睡着了的。
But doesn't matter if you're wise or foolish, they all slept.
那我们来看简单的来看这些道理啊。
So let's quickly go through the teachings here.
十个童女。
So there are 10 virgins.
这是 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10这样算啊。
So 10.
所以就是说我们信仰啊，信仰是很个别的。
So that means, you can count each individual. Our faith is very personal. It belongs to our own individual.
你可以为我代祷。
You can pray for me.
我可以为你代祷。
I can pray for you.
但是我不能够替你信啊。
But I can't keep the faith for you.
我不能够替你读圣经啊。
I can't study the Bible for you.
你要自己读啊。
You have to study the Bible for yourself.
你要自己吃东西，你要自己吸收。
You have to go digest. You gotta go process.
我不能够替你吃啊。
I can't eat that manna for you.
我替你吃的话，我要胀食啊。
I will eat too much, then I'll.
啊，你饿死，对不对？
So if I can eat for you, I'll.Be too fat and you'll be starving.
So, 所以自己要顾自己的肚子啊。
So each one needs to mind their own business.
啊，自己的灵性要自己顾啊。
So your faith is your own business.
啊，所以你们这个比较远的地方啊，那传道去访问你们啊，你们要自己顾啊。
So same thing. When you live so far away, your faith is your own business. I can go visit you, but at the end of the day, your faith is your faith.
哦，你不能靠传道，你们自己顾自己的肚子啊，
so、
要顾啊，自己的灵魂要自己顾啊。
You can't rely on the pastor to go visit you once in a while. You gotta take care of your own faith.
你看这十个同他们要自己对自己的那个有没有油来负责任。
See the ten virgins here. They all have to be responsible their own oil.
啊，所以妈妈也不能够替孩子信哦。
So moms cannot take care of the faith for her children either.
每一个人都要自己负责。
Everyone is responsible for.
你看。
His own, her own faith.
第九节哈。
Verse nine.
聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你我用啊，不如你们自己去买油啊。”
Verse nine. But the wise answer say no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.
哎，以佐说啊，你分一点给我啦。说不行不行啊，你要自己负责，你要自己去买啊。
Because in verse 8, the foolish said to the wise, you know, give us some of your oil, we're running out. And then the wise said, no, I'm not going to have enough to share with you. You go buy yourself.
好，那我们再看看为什么被称为愚拙。
So how are they become so foolish?
那一定有他的道理啊。
There must be a reason they are so dumb.
那这些人为什么不预备？
Why didn't they prepare?
因为大家都很听得很清楚啊。说要预备油，要预备油，你们有没有听到啊
？You know, everybody heard it. You gotta prepare your own oil.
要预备油，你英文说一次。
Prepare your oil.
好，中文还是英文，两个都听不懂的，请举手。好，你说。
So anybody here who don't understand either Chinese or English, raise your hand.
啊，说要预备油，这个字，你这个词，你不都听不懂了，有没有？
So anybody who does not understand what prepare oil means,
所以都听得懂嘛，对不对
？So everybody understands.
啊，五个愚拙的他应该也听得懂啊。
So that five foolish virgins obviously also heard it. They understand it.
人家不可能说神机发，我讲这葡文啊，有的人忽然之间你听得懂，你也没有学过葡文，你说哎，人家我听得懂，不可能嘛，因为大家懂的话全部都懂。
So it's a very simple statement. If I speak the same language, you understand it, that should be fine. It wouldn't be like all of a sudden I'm speaking in Portuguese and then you don't get it or you all of a sudden get it. So it's not like that.
So 我们要研究的重点就是说这些愚拙大家都懂大家都说要预备油为什么他们不预备呢这是重点呢。
So that's the question is, if everybody understands, they all heard the message, prepare oil, then why did the five choose not to prepare?
好。我们大家想一想好不好
？So let's now take a moment
想想
and think. Why didn't they go on?
大家都一样的听到，好像听到在报告啊哈。
Because it's like announcement. We all heard it.
听到报告说下个礼拜哈，下个礼拜要下大雪啊，大家不用来聚会啊，不用来，不要来啊，下礼拜下大雪不用来啊。
So if there's an announcement say there's gonna be a blizzard next week, don't come to church next week.
哎呀，你来的哈。
And then you came.
啊，你以为你很爱主啊？你下雪天你也来呀、啊、
？And then you love Jesus so much that even though it's a blizzard day, I'm gonna come.
结果教会没有人啊，没有开呀、啊。
But then there's nobody at church, and the church is not open.
啊，你在骂负责人啊
？Then you go accusing the council for not being there.
你怎么没有宣布啊
？Why didn't you announce?
哎。怎么没有宣布？不然你们怎么会没？你怎么不来啊？对不对？大家怎么在家里啊？这是有宣布，你们才没有来啊。
So well, but other people heard it. That's why nobody else is here except you. So, yeah, we did announce.
所以不能够怪说宣布的人没有宣布啊。
So you can't blame the council for not announcing it.
所以你说这几个愚拙的，他们应该要听到宣布，对不对
？So the five foolish virgins, they obviously also heard the announcement.
啊，所以我们来讨论看看，大家来想一想，晚上啊，我们就留着做功课了哈。
So let's go home and think about why the foolish ones did not prepare.
为什么这些人呢？有听到要不预备
？So why did they hear it and yet they chose not to prepare it?
一定是我听到要不预备，所以主人啊才很生气啊，说你们这些人呢，我不认识你啊。
And it is exactly because they heard it, but they chose not to prepare it that caused the Lord would be upset at them, and that's why they say, "I do not know you." At verse 11.
好，我们想想看哈。
So let's ponder upon that question.
啊，礼拜日再来继续再答案揭晓哈。
I'll tell you.
可能你们有更好的答案呢。
I don't know. I'll share my answer on Sunday with you.
哦，所以大家一起来想想看哈。
So we will think about it tonight.
啊，再唱诗。
Let's now sing another hymn.
87首
Sing him 87.
先祷告，求神来带领我们整个灵布道会。
We are now going to kneel down to pray, ask God to guide our whole spiritual convocation.
让我们能够好好的准备他的再来。
So that we can all focus and prepare for His coming again.
一起祷告。
So let's now kneel down and pray.